When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
I'm James, and this is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Oh, that's terrible. All right, shall we just dive right in?
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to have to speak up a little bit because of the damn street.
All right, let's do.
All right. Hey everybody, this is James Whiteside and you're on The Stage Right Side. I'm here with my very special guest, Alexei Ratmansky. Say hello, Alexei.
Hello.
I'm very honored to have him this week, and we just wrapped up week two of the ABT Met season in New York City, and we just did a whole slew of his ballets. I danced in the Shostakovich trilogy. I did Chamber Symphony, and I also did the world premiere Serenade after Plato's Symposium, which was a real party. Loved it.
And you did great, James.
Thanks, Alexei. I'm blushing. We got to get moving because we don't have that much time, and I've got some really interesting questions for Alexei. He should be very afraid. Shall we?
Sure, let's do it.
All right. So, you were born in St. Petersburg, correct?
Right.
I've never been to Russia, and it scares me a little. You know,
You haven't been in Russia.
Mm-mm.
You must go.
I must go, but I feel like I'll get arrested.
That's possible.
Yeah, but that would be kind of cool, right?
Well, for an experience.
I've never been arrested before. There have been times when I should have been arrested.
Can't promise that, though.
But I can. You did your training in Moscow, though, right?
Yeah,
at Bolshoi?
That's right, yeah.
And how long were you there for?
8 years.
8 years. Mm. So how old were you when you went?
10.
10. Good. And did you dance in St. Petersburg before, or...?
No. I was living in Kiev, Ukraine, which is another country.
That's with the chicken, you
chicken
know?
Is from there.
Okay, yeah. So, I've had that. It's delicious.
My relative.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you and your relatives. What sort of training did you do? Did you do like all the character and all that stuff as well?
Well, it's an academic Russian training, which includes art history, partnering, character dancing, acting, music, everything, classical dance, historical dance. So it's a complete package.
What about tap?
Tap we didn't do. No.
Well, that's too bad.
I know.
Well, it seems like you
didn't think we will need it.
Well, I don't know. I feel like you have a lot of sort of tappy steps in your ballets.
Well,
does that come from character dancing?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's
a lot of tapping and character dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you feel like you missed out on any sort of styles?
We didn't have any modern stuff. No, contemporary. No, it's pure academic classical training.
Well, how did you end up like some of your stuff gets so jazzy? What is that? How did that happen?
Well, I'll tell you. So I graduated in 1996. We started to see VHS tapes like a year or two before. So I never heard of Baryshnikov, Ondarev, or Makarov beforehand, or Balanchine, you know. Mm-hmm. So those tapes were a revelation. We see another world, and something that we didn't know and was forbidden is such a magnet, you know. So I spent all my free time just getting the tapes, studying it.
The Holy Grail.
Exactly, yeah. So there was a drill for me to go abroad also to learn different styles.
So how old were you when you first went abroad?
Well, we did travel on tour, which is different.
Yeah.
To work, first place was Canada, and that was 1992, mm-hmm. when I was 24.
That's pretty young.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did my 6 years with the first company in Kiev. I was a principal there, and then I went to Canada.
Did you ever, were you ever in the Corps?
Yeah, I started in the Corps.
For how long? Of course, some people.
No, I started. It's an exception. Well, did you start in the Corps?
Of course, I was in the Corps forever.
Forever. No, I was given the solo parts like right away, but I had to serve in the Corps.
So I read that you're a knight in Denmark or something.
This is true.
What do you have, like do you have fancy armor at home?
No,
do you
have a sword? I only have the little medal that I actually only allow to wear in the presence of the queen.
That is
so it never happens.
That is old school.
Yeah, but it's beautiful, and I was invited. Well, all those who receive it are invited to the royal palace, and we speak with the royalty and thank them. And you need to have the white gloves to shake the hands.
Why? Just because your hands are so dirty?
Well, you need to have gloves. Yeah.
Just because. I love old
and
stuff.
Also, you need to walk backwards before, like, do a few steps backwards before you turn your back to the majesty.
You know,
we were instructed.
Can you work that into some ballet? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. Okay, I want to talk to you about being director for a little bit, because when I was younger, I was so fascinated by, directing a ballet company, because it was a world that I didn't really know that much about. And as I learn more and more, that becomes less appealing to me.
Okay.
Can you tell me about your experience? Like, what were some of your biggest triumphs, and what did you dislike about it?
Well, first of all, I didn't apply for it. I didn't think of it. I didn't dream of it. Mm-hmm. I was choreographing more and more successfully in Russia, and I was doing a full length at the Bolshoi. And then in the middle of the process, I was called up to the director's office, mm-hmm. and he said, "Do you want to take over the company?" So I was speechless, because the Bolshoi is like the greatest, or one of the greatest companies, and I started the Bolshoi school. I was never accepted to the Bolshoi, so it was a painful thing for me at the moment. And then I went abroad and started to choreograph. So to be invited to direct the company even without applying, it was an amazing, huge, unbelievable thing to happen to me. And I was still dancing, so I had to think about it. And we were living happily and comfortably in Denmark, apartment by the lake with swans. And it's not like living in Russia, where you feel the tension always. Mm-hmm. So, but the opportunity was such a once in a lifetime. So, yes, I said yes, and we moved to Moscow.
Had you had your son at that point?
Yeah.
How old was he?
He was 6.
Yeah,
so he would go.
Care, right?
No, he was the only one who spoke Danish in Denmark. Mm. But he was. I felt that he's losing his Russian, because he speaks with his peers. And is the right word?
Peers, yeah.
Peers, okay. Mm. In Danish. So I thought, okay, that's a chance for him to learn Russian. Mm. So he started school in Moscow. So I was for 5 years. I was directing Bolshoi, and I was thrown into this cold water and had to learn how to swim.
I mean, that's sort of how it happens usually. I mean, from what I can tell with every director, they just sort of learn on the job.
Yeah, they don't teach internship directors. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that would be really interesting, actually. That would be something that would interest me, is to like shadow a director for, a couple months or something to learn. But that doesn't happen.
Well, I think they have this kind of programs.
Where?
In Europe?
Of course.
Okay. there was a major experience in every sense.
Yeah.
And the most difficult thing was to deal with everyday drummers of, you know...
The dancers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because they would go into your office and...
demand.
Not hide their emotions when they find out that they're not doing part or something. Yeah. And another challenge for me was to manage the ballet masters who were all my idols when I was in school, you know, legendary names in their 60s, 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. And I had to tell them that they're not doing good job, or the opposite, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really difficult to gain the authority mm-hmm. to do so.
Sounds like you have to be...
On the other hand, planning, seeing this wealth of talent, it's 220 dancers, the Bolshoi, most of them are the best graduates from the Bolshoi school. So this enormous talent, and to see the talent, to give the right role at the right time, and to plan the career, and to plan the rep, to make it more modern, more exciting for the younger audiences, and choreograph my own ballets. That was amazing, really amazing stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you had? Do you feel like you're the most proud of your work that you did there at that time?
I've done a lot, the main problem was that they rarely experienced working with choreographers, mm-hmm. and I had guest teachers, guest mm-hmm. choreographers, I choreographed myself. It was like 30 new ballets in this 5 years time, which was much more intense than they used to.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of resistance, and I made mistakes. I also feel that I should have been more tough, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, coming from Denmark, from very democratic mm-hmm. and sort of all equal sort of philosophy, you know, it didn't work that well at the Bolshoi, where it's a strict hierarchy, and you need to respect that because it's been there for a few centuries.
Say the word.
Hierarchy?
No. Hierarchy.
Hierarchy. Okay.
There you go.
Useful. Thank you.
Anytime. All right. Are there any companies that you dream of choreographing on that you haven't worked with yet? Just like you want to plant the seed into the world, make it happen?
You know, I think I've done most of it, actually.
Any companies that you aren't working with again that you would love to?
I would love to come back to the companies where I had the best experience, and there are quite a few.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's rare. Can you just talk about a little bit when you think about making a ballet, and when you think about a dancer for the ballet or groups, what do you really want from them?
Well, it depends how well I know the dancers.
Yeah.
If I don't know them, then I would stick with my idea and then see whether my cast is correct.
Yeah.
Maybe change. Mm-hmm. At the Bolshoi or now at ABT, it's a different story because I see the group of dancers and I see the pluses or minuses, or you mm-hmm. know, attractive sides or not so attractive sides of my colleagues, and I'm planning of creating something that would show them off mm-hmm. in the best way.
Well, I mean that's really obvious to me at this point, like having been in a couple of your ballets, you know, and seeing my colleagues as well. It's really obvious to me that you understand what's going on with each dancer, you know, plus and minus for sure. No shade.
Right, but it's really fascinating to see the potential and to help this potential open up.
I mean, for me, that's
the best thing.
That's my favorite thing as well, as a dancer and as an artist, to the sort of like stairway to a product, I guess. So you have like what you're doing and you're giving us steps and whatever, but it really, you have to sort of take a step together, and then we end up with something hopefully.
No, of course, together. And I do learn a lot from my dancers, and I love the dancers who have a special way of coordinating things, like I don't know, Hugh, Marcelo, Herman, you know. There are a big group at ABC of the dancers who are fantastic movers, so I really take a lot of stuff from you guys. Okay.
So I want to talk about when you were a teenager. Did you ever have like a rebellious phase or anything? Did you ever like do a lot of drugs or like party a lot?
I did party. I didn't do drugs.
Drugs. That means you're a drag queen.
Okay.
Did you ever do drag?
I never did drag.
It's never too late.
I know, but it's you need to have certain courage to do that.
Amen. There you go.
Okay. Especially if you have a family.
That's true. Well, you know, depends on how judgmental your family is.
All right, let's not go there.
Oh, God. So, speaking of family, you have a wife, a beautiful wife, and a son. And can you just tell me, I believe your son is a musician or a composer or something?
He wants to be a composer. He's 18 and he is entering college this fall.
So, backstory here, I have two younger brothers, mm-hmm. and they're both, one is 18, one is 19 at the moment. So it's interesting for me to have a younger brother and then you have a son that's the same age. That's very strange to me because I feel very old. But then...
You feel very old.
Yes. Well, it's all relative. So, okay, back to your wayward teen years. Did you have any favorite bands or anything? Like, what sort of music did you listen to?
You know, 1990s in Russia, it was a very interesting time because the Iron Curtain just, disappeared. Mm-hmm. So all information gave a real push to rock, to avant-garde. You know, everything started to be allowed, mm-hmm. and people just tried crazy things. So mostly Russian groups today.
What's one? Would I have heard of any?
Probably not. Yeah.
So I see during 5-minute breaks and things, you have your iPod and you listen to the music before we come back and start working again. Aside from the music that you're working on, making a ballet on, do you have any? What else is on there? Musically.
It's just the music that I is in my list.
You never just like pop on like a Backstreet Boys song and jam out?
You know, I don't do that. No.
All right.
I miss something.
I think you're missing something.
Sure,
it's worth it.
Yeah. Having Vasily, my son, now, you know, into the music, he sends me links that I need to listen to, and I do
kids
it sometimes.
These days.
Yeah.
Is he often only sending you classical music, or...?
Yeah, he knows my taste, so mostly classical.
Is there anything...
Or contemporary classical, which is...
Yeah, what... Is that something that interests you choreographically? Contemporary classical, getting...
Sure. All of today's composers?
Yeah. What do you feel is the most inspiring composer of...
I love one Russian guy who we worked together a few times. His name is Desyatnikov, and I'm planning to choreograph his ballet next year again. There are so many composers, but you know, order the new score, it's risky, very very risky, because you need to love it, and if you don't, what do you do? It's ready to be written for you.
And you can't really make a dance to music you hate, right? I mean, I couldn't
no,
do that.
No, you can't.
That doesn't even make sense.
No. Mm-hmm. And not only not to hate it, of course, but if you don't adore it, if you don't love it, if you don't like listen to it 24 hours.
What brought you to the Bernstein score for Symposium?
I just wanted to choreograph on American music because it's been always Russian, and just for a change. And then I didn't expect much, but I really fell in love with it.
And who brought that to you? Did you find it on your own?
No, I did.
I feel. Just watching it, like when I could watch the other cast, it felt very American in a way. I don't know.
The whole thing?
The whole thing, which perhaps is the wrong thing to say, but I don't really care.
Why? Why is it the wrong thing?
Because it's, it's after, you know, Greek philosophers and what have you. But
it's Bernstein's interpretation.
Yeah, and you can't, it's like hearing a Britney Spears song. You know a Britney Spears song when you hear it. You know, it's like the same thing with Bernstein. I know they're not the same, but that's the vibe I get. You know a Bernstein song when you hear it. And it's so... blatantly American to me, and then watching the dancers a lot of whom were actually Americans, it just felt sort of different in a way. And do you feel like that was a... like, were you happy with the change
of
music?
I had a lot of fun doing it, and I love the music.
Yeah, I love the music. Oh, my God. I had so much fun with
it. It's very rich. Yeah. Melodic, rhythmical, anything you need for a dance is there.
Do you have any other Bernstein pieces that you'd want to...
Actually, I choreographed another ballet of his, Die Book, the Jewish, it's a great story. But I would love to do more because it's, he understands movement and dance so well.
All right, next. Do you have any, what's your biggest choreographic insecurity? We got to wrap this up in 2 minutes, kids.
Insecurity?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'm really afraid of is to not to get excited about things I do, like to get a bit bored or a bit too, you know, comfortable.
And how do you
love that not to happen.
It hasn't happened yet?
Well, I feel a bit of a slowdown once in a while, and it scares me.
And what do you think sparks that? Is it the dancers, do you think, sometimes? Sorry to be shady.
I don't know. It's maybe just a, you know,
a combination.
I've done a lot. And every time I need to find something that like make your heart beats faster. If it's not there, there is no the result will not be interesting, I think.
All right. Exciting. But my last question is, are there any roles that you wish you had done as a dancer?
Oh, quite a few.
Yeah, go on.
Well, what was that? Some Balearic stuff, like Petrushka I've never done, Scheherazade, and Macmillan. I only did Lescaut, I think, in Manon, which was fun.
So fun.
But, like, I never did Lee part in Macmillan Ballets. That would have been fun, too. Another ballet of Danish ballet, actually, by Fleming Flint, The Lesson, is a great role. Fantastic role. Never did.
Is that on the internet?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fleming Flint.
Yeah, it's about a... it's based on a play, absurd play by Ionesco. And it's about a crazy teacher who kills his student.
Sounds like a real party. That sounds very Japanese.
All right. So I never did that, but it's pretty ballet.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have, folks. Sorry. And I just want to thank Alexei for coming on the stage right side with James Whiteside. And our sponsor this week is Corn Flakes. So thanks to Corn Flakes. Just kidding. I made that up. So tune in next Friday, and I'll have another guest for you guys. This is week 3 at the Met, and we are about to do... what are we doing? Oh, La Fille Malgardée. I have my premiere tomorrow night with Stella Abrera. Tickets at abt.org. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter as James B. Whiteside, Snapchat at James Bruce White, Facebook.com/James Bruce Whiteside. And out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.